Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 1. The central thought of and the Divine Trinity as revealed in 1 and 2 Samuel. Tuesday, related verses. 1 Samuel 10, verse 25. Then Samuel told the people the practice of the kingdom, and he wrote it in a book and laid it before Jehovah. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. Matthew 6, verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he who does the will of my Father who is in the heavens. Judges 21, verse 25. In those days there was no king in Israel. Each man did what was right in his own eyes. Acts 13, verses 22 and 23. And when he had deposed him, he raised up David for them as king, to whom also he testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man according to my heart, who will do all my will. From this man's seed, God, according to promise, brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. 2 Samuel 23, verses 1 through 3. Now these are the last words of David, the declaration of David the son of Jesse, and the declaration of the man who has been raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the one lovely in the Psalms of Israel. The Spirit of Jehovah spoke through me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, he who rules among men righteously, he who rules with the fear of God. Related reading. Samuel initiated a new age. He turned the age from the age of the priests to the age of the kings. Priests can serve God, but they cannot bring in God's kingdom and God's authority. When God's kingdom is established, his authority can be exercised, and then his glory can be expressed. The prayer in Matthew 6, verse 13 says, Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. First, there is the kingdom and the exercise of authority, and then there is the expression of glory. In order for God's chosen people to be his house, his expression, the Trinity was needed. The children of Israel entered into the good land, but the good land was filled with enemies. The book of Judges reveals the Trinity because the Trinity was needed to defeat the enemies. However, God's purpose for his people was not merely to defeat the enemies and take full possession of the land, but for them to set up a kingdom. Because this purpose had not been fulfilled, the conclusion of Judges says that the children of Israel did whatever was right in their own eyes because there was no king or kingdom. What was needed at that time was for a kingdom to be set up. Samuel was one who brought in the kingdom. 1 and 2 Samuel are crucial for the bringing in of the kingdom. In order for God to fulfill his intention to have an expression, he needed to have a kingdom. The kingdom of God is a sphere in which God is expressed. When the Lord taught his disciples how to pray, he began, Our Father who is in the heavens, your name be sanctified, your kingdom come. The New Testament opens with the Gospel of Matthew, which is the gospel of the kingdom. In Matthew 3, verse 2, John the Baptist declared, Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near. Many Christians today preach the gospel of a heavenly mansion, but the New Testament preaches the gospel of the kingdom. God needs a kingdom so that he may have an expression. The children of Israel were brought out of Egypt and through the wilderness, where they built the tabernacle for God. Then they entered into the good land, and every tribe was allotted a portion of the land. In Judges, the enemies were defeated to some extent, so that the children of Israel could enjoy the good land. Nevertheless, there was no expression of God in Judges because there was no king. Everyone acted according to what was right in his own eyes. In Judges, God used Deborah. In 1 and 2 Samuel, the first person God used to bring in his kingdom was another female, Samuel's mother, Hannah. She bore Samuel, who brought in the king with the kingdom. David was brought in and initiated into his position and function through Samuel, who was the issue of the desperate prayer of a female seeker of God. Because of the miserable situation in Judges, there was an urgent and desperate need for one like Samuel. Samuel was a Nazirite, a priest, a prophet, and a judge. This fourfold status qualified Samuel to be the one who could bring in the king and set up the kingdom. In order for such a one to be raised up and carry out his commission, there was a crucial need of the divine Trinity. Only the Trinity could work this out. For this reason, in 1 and 2 Samuel, there is a detailed, fine revelation of the divine Trinity. What happened in Judges is somewhat rough, but in Samuel, the application of the divine Trinity is very fine.